This is Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, from 2020 recipient of the NEA Creative Writing Fellowship, Tony Jensen. It's a memoir and essays about gun violence, land, and indigenous women's lives. Now sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book, Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Hi, everyone. Let's talk big. I am here with
Jane Berger
and
Carrie Weiss-Hample.
And I'm Jen Hazel. Carrie, give us a little background about why you're here today.
Well, first, thank you for having me back. I am back to talk about the sequel or the continuation of my honors project for your course. The last time I was here, I talked about my podcast, No Foul Play, which was the project I did on missing and murdered Indigenous women. And as you recall, I was very drawn to a particular case, Mona Lisa Two Eagle, and had contacted her brother, who was 12 at the time that she went missing. Her family found her 2 weeks later, dead. As I mentioned in the podcast, I had a couple of interactions with him because I found him online, and I felt that he didn't really want to speak with me, which I completely understood. I felt so intrusive in the first place, not being somebody who does this professionally, not a journalist. I felt, well, why would he want to talk to me? And so I wished him well, and something happened in the last interaction that I had with him, and he just decided not only would it be okay to speak to me, but that he would open up about everything. And he just said, may I call you? And I said, yes. And I gave him my phone number. And we spoke for 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
After thinking I had intruded and he didn't want to speak to me, when Philemon's walls came down, I was accepted and that was that. And he entrusted me with so much information. And it was fascinating to speak to him and learn so many things I didn't know, not just about his sister, who I had to ask, do you change your names when you're adults because she looks like Mona Lisa to me? And he said, no, that was just her name. But he also told me that they are not Sioux. That is a name that is derivative of something French people came up with. They are Lakota. Uh-huh. And he likes to be called Lakota. And he told me very much about how there are about 30,000 people living with 3,000 homes. And as you know, the emphasis on our project this semester is the assimilation schools, mm-hmm. where it's really going to be difficult, but I'm going to not look away, even if I have to look through my fingers, to look at the things that happened to Indigenous children when white people try to assimilate them. If you think that word sounds like Borg, that it is exactly like that, Star Trek fans. They were saying, you will be assimilated and you will speak and walk and talk like us. And so he told me about a school there named St. Francis, and then he invited me to come there and have a meal with him and his family and learn about the area. And so that's where I'm going over spring break, to South Dakota, Rosebud.
That is incredible.
Yes.
And I have to say, too, I am a little shocked because I did not know the last tidbit that you were going to go yes. over spring break. So I might be in a moment having a little shockness to myself here because that is incredible. And I can't even tell you how excited and how proud I am of you as your professor for what you have done with this project and how you've taken it on and how we are continuing it. Because
thank you.
The project originally was for last semester. I have you in class again, and I know we were going to be working on it. Just the way this has come about and you taking the initiative and contacting, it's just, I'm so incredibly proud.
The connection that you made with her brother and how he felt comfortable with you. And now it almost feels as though he finally feels heard. Somebody wants to listen to what he and his family have to say, what really happened. Because for so long, you just didn't hear about it. That didn't make the news. Anything regarding Indigenous women didn't seem to make the news. It wasn't important enough.
Right.
If I were putting myself in his shoes, that's exactly how I would feel. Like, my gosh, somebody is listening. Somebody wants to learn more. They want to hear my side of the story.
It's amazing that you said that, because you've reminded me that that's actually very similar to what he said to me when he decided to speak to me. He realized my motives were pure, and that, forgive me if I don't know the Lakota term he used, but he did tell me that you are the first Washita, I think, or something like that, or a white person I could trust. And he told me all about where he lives and how it is to be Lakota, and the fact that he wants to preserve his language, which he does not believe should be written down. It isn't written down. He's learned it through vocalization and taught it to his children and grandchildren through vocalization. So we talked about everything from language to banking, and I really look forward to meeting him. But I'm the one who's grateful, because I've been able to have a sort of awakening about the plight of people who have these terrible travesties happen to them and then are forgotten. And that should not happen to anyone.
It is really hard to think about how some individuals, their stories are told and others are not.
They seem more important. And I think it's based on what they look like. If you have blonde hair, blue eyes, and light skin, I think you may be more apt to be on the news with people searching all over for you than someone with darker skin and a more native sounding name.
Yes, we know this to be factually true. You may have even heard yesterday there was a girl who was found on the mayor's lawn in Alaska, dead. Forgive me if I don't know all of the details, but they've decided to not investigate it.
How can that be?
She's an indigenous woman.
How can you pick and choose who you're going to investigate, yes, or what you're investigating and what you want?
Because that life is not deemed by those who are, I'm going to air quote, say control, as important as others. This goes back to, and Jane, it was someone that we had interviewed in the fall of the year that Saeed Jones was our book reader, where she came in to talk about, and I wish I could remember her name, I feel awful, I can't. She talked about racism. And one of the things she talked about was there's two types of racism that our country is built on. It is by those who live here and then those that we brought over from the slave trade. And we examine the one of those that we brought here. And now this year we're examining those who are native to this area. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where that phenomenon has come back, because us as white individuals were the colonizers of this area. And so it is the ones who are in power.
Yes. And also, last time, you remember, I mentioned that I was very curious to know what they did with the files on Mona Lisa Two Eagle, and what happened. Was there DNA evidence? I learned from Philemon Two Eagle that the person who took over the case informed him that they lost all of the investigative information. They don't know where it is.
Handy.
I guess it wasn't important enough to keep in a drawer somewhere.
Right. And that's heartbreaking to hear. Horribly heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. So, Carrie, we are definitely going to want to follow up with you,
sure,
at the end of the semester when the second half of the project is completed. Something we definitely are going to do, but we are out of time for today. On behalf of Jane, Carrie, and myself, please keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outkast OCCR Owens Community College Radio every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Owens Outcom Plus YouTube channel. Let's Talk Big on the Owens Outcom Plus YouTube channel. Be sure to like and subscribe, and join us again here for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.